I want them to understand how hard it is to decide to treat children that are not yours as if they are, to the point where you simply truly believe that they are, in fact, your children. There's almost a point where you have to lie to yourself about that until it just becomes true. And yeah, honestly, there were times where I was just like, you're not my kids. Why am I bothering with this? But I forced myself to say, no, you are. Stop it. These are my children. These are my children. These are my children. These are my children, over and over and over again until it was just true to me. I almost had to force myself to forget my own vanity to say, no, I love this woman more than anything. I love this woman more than anything, because it was true. But to make it an ever-present force in the back of my mind that constantly talked to me, I had to just say it over and over and over and over again, because it's easy for me to forget those things out of self-interest. Well, I remember the first time one of them called me dad. It was before you'd moved out of the duplex on 16th.
Mm-hmm.
We were outside barbecuing, and it was Anya. And Anya had said, and your daddy, excited that she finally found someone that could be that, and also kind of playfully testing the waters, not sure how that should go. And I probably wouldn't have done it any differently, but I also regret that that was my attitude at the time. And I just looked at her and I said, no, I'm not. And I shut it down hard and fast. And it was one of those things where we were still in that phase of our relationship of, do we stay together? Do we not stay together? We really like each other, but this is a huge monumental transition for the both of us. We were really just trying to protect what we had ourselves, but still stop protecting it so we could have something new with each other.
Yeah.
We wanted our cake and then we wanted to eat it too. And
but after you said that, Ani goes, okay, we'll call you Leaf.
And like, they did that for a while, too.
They did. That's true. The weird thing about us is that there really hasn't ever been a time where I felt like I wasn't going to end up with you. Like, even when we were disliking each other greatly, there was still not a time that I thought.
Our relationship has probably, well, I wouldn't say probably, but I would think is probably up there in one of the top five of most difficult relationships to have. And yet, we make it work happily so.